This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, it's the unofficial official start to the NFL season. Coming up tonight, the Hall of Fame game, Browns and Jets. By the way, if entertainment purposes only, Jets -1.5 against the Browns. The over-under at 33.5. Now, you can bet on the Browns' total points in the Hall of Fame game is 16.5 over-under. The Jets' over-under is 16.5. Therefore, you get to 33.5 as your over-under. Yes, I used to bet preseason football. This is almost the pre-preseason football. This one really doesn't count. But then you get the full slate. And look, I do love to tune in to preseason football. I do. I like that they have the Hall of Famers on the sidelines. I like the fact that you have players that maybe you forgot where they were drafted by or they signed with. And there's going to be some players that are going to play tonight who will make a difference for both of these teams during the season, later in the season, maybe in the playoffs. Might be one or two or three guys that you might remember from the preseason. 877-3DP show. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DP show. Lot of reaction yesterday. Lot of reaction to the show. We talked about the state of college football, and I really believe we are on, and I use this word again because a source said, we're on the precipice of a seismic change in college football. It's going to happen. Now, is it the next couple of days, next couple of weeks? Is it next year? Like, you got to start to look at this, and it feels like a lot of these college chancellors, athletic directors, presidents, commissioners have had their head in the sand where they're just going, is it over yet? Nope, not yet. Let me know when it is, because what's going to happen with the Pac-12, Big 12? I was told last night, the Big 10's model is, that, and it goes back to what I've said before, if you ever played the game Risk, now, that's the world that you're trying to take over. College football is playing a game of Risk in the United States, where you roll the dice, you come in, and you just wipe out people. Hey, we want that state. And it's about states. You're acquiring football in Colorado. You're acquiring football in Southern California. You're Pacific Northwest. This is the strategy here, that you want to own states, not just schools, but you want to take over that area. You want to have a foothold. That's why SMU will be in play for somebody. You want to get into Texas. San Diego State with Southern California. You want to get into Southern California with USC and UCLA leaving. But keep this in mind. And what I was told last night, the Big Ten's model is going to be, why don't we have a Big Ten West, Big Ten East, and we've had this relationship with the Pac-12. If the Pac-12 is going to fall apart, or maybe we lead to the crumbling of the Pac-12 empire, whatever happened first, you might get Oregon and Washington. You might get Stanford, the Arizona schools. And if you don't, maybe the Big 12 is going to bring in some other schools. But I can't say this strong enough. College football is going to change. And I do think we're eventually going to get to the pro model. It's going to have X number of schools, and what you're going to have is what you have in the NFL. You'll have, let's say, 40, maybe 50 schools. And then the scheduling will be, you're going to be like in the AFC West and the AFC South. That's what's going to happen. Now, I don't know when, but it's going to happen. And then you're going to have this, if you're Notre Dame, you're on the outside looking in going, wait a minute, could we get frozen out here? You're going to want Notre Dame because they're Notre Dame. They're the Dallas Cowboys of college football. And the money aspect with this, with NBC, is that enough to sustain them? Keep in mind, the person who is now the athletic director at Notre Dame used to work at NBC Sports. If you have NBC Sports with the Big Ten, that relationship, what's the Big Ten going to do? Everybody's sort of waiting around. It's like you're in a lighthouse, and you're shining the light on all of these universities. And like, which one do we want? When do we want them? What do we have to give? You know, exit fees. I mean, there's so much going on, but I can't state it strongly enough. It's going to happen. Going to happen. It could happen this weekend with Arizona and Arizona State, their future. If you're Oregon, what do you do? Florida State's now saying, we got a bad deal. I mentioned this yesterday. I was told by a TV executive. He's like, you know, these schools in the ACC are going to revolt. They're going to look at the other money that's being tossed around by the Big Ten and SEC. And I started to wonder, when did this all happen? Right? When did it change? We had somebody who was on the show saying, if we know the SEC is going to go after a player, we move on. We can't afford him. Is that when it happened? Can you go back to Bear Bryant when USC and Sam the Bam Cunningham played Alabama, and all of a sudden Bear Bryant saw all these African-American players from the West Coast, and he went, I got to have some players like that. Did that change college football? Well, that brought about integration in the South with players. But as far as, you know, SEC gave us the model. It's really the model that everybody is trying to implement now. But back then you were paying players, but you weren't paying them publicly. Now, all right, we got to have a group, a consortium that we can pay these players. And that's what's happening with college football. Everybody's going to get paid. They're going to be professionals. The question is, when's it going to happen, and what do these conferences look like? Can the Pac-12 exist? Can they stay together? Can they get enough schools? You know, can you rebrand here? So this is all happening in real time. It is fluid. This program brought to you by the great folks at Keeper's Heart, the new and unique style of whiskey that combines the best of Irish and American whiskeys, creating a smooth character of Irish whiskey, the bold flavors of American whiskeys. If you're a whiskey fan, try it. Drink responsibly. Pat Forty covers college football for Sports Illustrated. Will join us coming up a little bit later on this hour. Peter Schrager from NFL Network. He was at camp. He's did an interview with Aaron Rodgers. So Pete will join us coming up as well a little bit later on. Your phone calls are always welcome. Operator Tyler standing by. And Seton's got the poll question responsibilities today, I believe. We say good morning if you're watching on Peacock or listening on our radio affiliates around the country. Seton?
College football is currently moving in a good direction or terrible direction?
Philosophical.
Yes. Man. I want to get deep. What side are you looking at this from? A TV network or a smaller school?
This is all about the TV networks. They are dictating college football. That's the movers and shakers are the TV executives.
And have been for a long time.
Yes, they have been. Is this a good thing?
Because I like the idea of it structured more like, say, the NFL.
Okay.
Where it makes a little bit more sense, say, regionally, and then you put it into a playoff. I get that. I get that a lot.
Because what I love about this is, let's say Clemson, Alabama, Florida State, and two other schools are in the same division. Well, now you play them twice, and then you're going to play somebody else's division twice or maybe once. And you could have a record of, let's say college football is going to have 13 or 14 regular season games. Well, now you're going to go 10-3, or, you know, maybe you win your conference, your division, and you won 8 games. Maybe you're 8-5 and you win. So it's not where we ranked. I did talk to somebody who's a good Notre Dame source yesterday, and we were talking about Notre Dame. Would they join? Why would they join? Why wouldn't they join? Could college football say, hey, we're going to have 50 schools. We're going to freeze you out. These schools aren't going to be playing you. You know, there's no, hey, we got Wabash and we got, you know, College of Charleston, and then we play Alabama. That's not happening. But I talked to somebody with Notre Dame, and I said, what do you think could happen with Notre Dame? And he said, Notre Dame doesn't want to wake up on Sunday morning, their alumni, and go, what place are we in our conference? They'd rather be 22nd in the rankings, but there's no, you're third in the, you know, in the Southern Division. You know, you're a national team. We don't deal with things like conference standings. You know, we're Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
Notre Dame. That, hey, we might be 22nd, which means you'd be third in this division, but we don't care. We're Notre Dame. And that's why it would really have to come down to, what is the Big Ten going to offer, and does Notre Dame need to do that? And need sounds like too strong of a word. What else, Seton?
We have another one here. Would you rather play for Burnley, just J.J. Watt's team, or Birmingham City, Tom Brady's new team? Let's go, Tommy.
Can we get a hold of Roger Bennett of Men in Blazers, see if he'll join us? You know, that we have our athletes who are buying into these soccer clubs. I guess it's cute. Like, if I knew that somebody was buying into my team and it was Tom Brady or J.J. Watt, I'd go, okay. But if you said they were running it, remember when the Glazers were in the Premier League? And who were they? Manchester United? And they owned the Buccaneers? And those fans did not welcome the Glazer family because they were running the team as opposed to, LeBron is invested in Liverpool. Yes, yes.
You know, LeBron doesn't get enough credit for that because he invested in Liverpool like 12 years ago.
Was it that long ago?
Yeah, he's owned, it's a small stake. It's only a couple percent, but that was a long time ago that he bought into Liverpool, and it's paid off.
It was 12 years ago this month.
Wow. Yeah, I'd say that's probably a good investment.
Yeah. But he didn't get enough credit, though.
But I don't know what Tom Brady wants out of this. He's going to give them publicity. He gets equity, I guess. Does he have to put up any money? You know, he's already wanted a piece of the Raiders, the WNBA, the Aces in Las Vegas. And I don't know if it's just branding, portfolio, what, keeping your name out there.
Yeah, like an investment for sure. You know, it's obviously a business part for him.
Well, I think you just lost like $30 million in the crypto deal.
That was unfortunate.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. What else do you have there?
That's you know what he's going to find too? It's not easy. I think Wrexham, when we all watched that show, right?
Yeah.
And it was like, oh man, they're going to make it out this year and then they're going to win their way up and all you have to do is invest a bunch of money. That's not really, it's kind of the way it works, but not really. You know,
yeah,
so I don't know if Tom Brady's going to actually be competitive about his team and like really want them. Obviously, he wants them to get out of championship to go to Premier League, but I don't know how much he's really going to.
Well, Ryan Reynolds came in, and I'm sure Wrexham, even though they weren't any good, they're probably going, what do these guys know about soccer? Which they didn't know anything about soccer, and they were going to make a TV show. So are they going to make a mockery of us? Is this going to be their version of Ted Lasso? You know, this is real. And then all of a sudden they realized that Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney from Always Sunny in Philadelphia, they didn't know what they were doing, but they were invested in that team, that town, and what that means. And I think they're, you know, let's say somebody came in and bought the Green Bay Packers or said, we're going to run the Green Bay Packers, but they were from Saudi Arabia or, you know, throw out some country. You go, oh, they're coming in, and you're going to go, what do you know about Lambeau? What do you know about the Packers? I'd feel the same way. Yeah, see?
But that you have the only thing that's missing from the equation, because you're exactly right, the only thing that's missing is that the Packers were great, and now they've been terrible where they've dropped down five leagues. Or, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Where the place is almost going out of business, and if they don't step in and buy this, then there is no team anymore. Mm. You know? It's
so your savior's coming in, and then you begrudgingly have to acknowledge that, okay, I know.
Right.
What the worst-case scenario is, we don't have any options here.
And it's a long line of previous saviors that were coming in. You know, they're year after year after year.
Yeah. Yeah, Paulie.
I wonder if this could work in reverse. Imagine you were the owner of the New York Jets, and you convinced Harry Styles to buy in for 1% of your team. And now you want to be popular overseas. You want to be a team that's popular in England and Europe. You get one of the most famous people on earth to be a minority owner of your team. Because it's almost like that, because European soccer is, in America, it took a while to get traction. Tom Brady got more publicity for Birmingham City in 24 hours than they've ever had. Imagine if you were the Jets and you want to be formidable overseas as a product.
But what would stop, I don't know if these oligarchs still have their billions from Russia, but if somebody said to Taylor Swift, hey, would you wear our jersey at a concert, and that you became a fan, and then we would have some, you know, you could get a percentage of the team. And maybe it's a second-tier soccer club, but just to get that publicity, and that's what you want. You want people, you got to be relevant. And I think that's what J.J. Watt did. Tom Brady is doing as well. Now all of a sudden they're a little bit relevant. Yes, Eden.
Well, you know, I don't know if it was a business arrangement or not, but Rihanna is a big Juventus fan in Italy. And she's been to a bunch of their matches, and they always show her on TV, or she'll wear one of their, you know, shirts or something like that. And Juventus gets a lot of mileage out of that, out of Rihanna, the celebrity fan.
Yeah. And it's fun. I was approached about buying into a soccer club.
Oh.
would that change our relationship, Seton, if you knew that I bought into a
No, well,
soccer club in south of France, or maybe in Rome? In Rome?
I was just in Rome.
I had somebody who said, hey, and he does deals. And he said, hey, and I said, you got anything for sale? Like, it's weird. I'm going, yeah, hey, you got any soccer clubs for sale? He goes, yeah, I got one in south France. I got one in Rome. Got, there's some other ones. You know, you're interested in that? I go, I kind of am.
Oh, Dan. What is happening right now?
I know.
It would change our relationship in that I would do everything in my power to make sure it goes beyond 4.5 years and that I was working for you at a soccer club in Rome or the south of France. Yep. That would be, yeah.
I could open the door for your son
get
to
my
be
kid
part
over there.
Of the club.
Let's go,
no,
lad.
That's,
come on,
no,
lad.
No.
Come on, lad.
No. Nepotism, and you know I don't stand for that.
No, you sure don't.
No, I do not. No, I do not. Yes, Paulie.
Should we partner with a third or fourth tier English soccer club, you know, like Colchester United or some team way down on the rankings?
Colchester United.
Forest Green Rovers.
Well, I like that. You know, I love the color green.
Sure, it brings out your eyes.
Yes, it does.
Mansfield Town could look for a hookup. The official radio show in America of Colchester United.
Okay.
Accrington Stanley.
Okay.
That's a person or a team. I don't know.
I'd have to visit the town. I'd have to see.
Great.
There you go. Here's professional Portuguese football club. How do you feel about Portugal, Dan?
My Portuguese, I'd have to brush up on a little bit.
But how's your English? Because you speak English pretty well.
I speak the King's English is what I do.
I'll do some research on
clubs. Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. Let's take a break. Pat. As usual, touched on a lot of topics there. We'll settle on our poll question, and our good buddy Pat Forty covers college football for Sports Illustrated. It is D-Day coming up, man. I don't know when, but it is. And if you said what's going to happen in the Pac-12, I think this is a situation where you don't want to be the first to leave. You don't want to be the bad guy. You want to wait till, hey, Washington and Oregon, have they gone to the Big Ten yet? No, they haven't. Well, we can't go to the Big 12 until that happens. We'll talk to Pat Forty. Your phone calls are always welcome. Back after this. Oh, King's Hawaiian. Slider Sunday. They have the recipes, which I love. A little recipe inspiration. Because sometimes you go, what can I put on those buns? Pre-sliced slider buns. The Hawaiian sweet rolls. Those are the OGs. Or the perfectly sweet and salty pretzel slider buns. KingsHawaiian.com. Great well, let's say blackened ahi tuna sliders. How about that? We throw that on there. That's the recipe I saw on kingshawaiian.com. So they have everything there. The passion fruit wasabi mustard topped with tomato and baby arugula, all served on the OG. King's Hawaiian original sweet rolls. That sounds like perfecto. King's Hawaiian. They want to make every Sunday Slider Sunday. Or you could do it on a Friday or Saturday. But if you want to do it on a Sunday, you'll join the crowd. The Slider Sunday from King's Hawaiian. Go to the bakery or deli section of your local store and pick up those sweet, fluffy, irresistible King's Hawaiian rolls and enjoy. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a Robot Pachinko Machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Did we decide on a poll question, Seton, before I get to Pat 40?
Yeah, Dan, we've decided to go with college football is currently moving in a good direction or terrible direction.
And with that, we bring in Pat 40, senior writer from Sports Illustrated. We'll start you with the heavy question there. We headed in a good direction or a bad direction?
Oh, put me down as terrible. I think this is really catastrophically bad, short-sighted, greedy, ultimately disastrous, but that's kind of par for the course we've been on for a while.
Okay, how does this affect the fan?
Well, if you're a fan of, say, West Coast football, if you live in California, Oregon, or Washington, congratulations. Enjoy your easy commutes to see your team play in College Park, Maryland, State College, Pennsylvania, Piscataway, New Jersey. Cherish those long-held rivalries there. You don't get to play Oregon State or Washington State anymore. You don't get to play Cal or Stanford if you're USC or UCLA. But you do get to play Iowa and Illinois and Nebraska. That's what you've always wanted, right? So you get that for the fans. You're going to probably pay more for tickets. It's just all around. It's just your team's going to win less as well. There's that. So it's all good.
I guess tell me if you buy into this. It feels like the schools in the Pac-12 are waiting for other schools to make an announcement. So you're not the bad guy who took down the Pac. If you're the Arizona schools, you want to join the Big 12. But you don't want to leave until Oregon and Washington go to the Big 10. How's that sound?
Yeah, I think there's definitely an element of that. Although we might have pushed past that now to the point of like, oh, who cares? It's all going to collapse. Does it really matter who goes first?
Okay.
I think there's a reason the Arizona Board of Regents are meeting at 6:30 Pacific today. That's late. That gives Oregon and Washington plenty of time to pull the ripcord in case they want to beat them to it and go to the Pac-10 or the Big 10. So I think nobody wants that blood on their hands, but there's going to be so much blood in the end that it's not really going to – the crime scene is going to be so riddled with handprints, who's going to know who's were first?
But are we looking at a Big Ten East and a Big Ten West?
It's entirely possible. You know, we'll see how they're going to work this out. There, obviously, if Oregon and Washington do go, then you've got four out far west. You know, maybe you're looking at more of a pod sort of system as opposed to just two divisions. Mm. The funny thing is, everybody had just gotten rid of divisions. Everybody was just, we don't like division. We don't want them. They don't help us with our championship game. They're going to have to go back to some sort of regional delineation. It doesn't make sense. And good luck trying to schedule 18 teams. We're going to be playing games all over the map.
Also, now we're hearing Florida State, which I think Florida State has always viewed themselves as bigger and better than the ACC. Clemson views himself probably bigger and better than the ACC. But I don't know how they can get out of their TV deals if they want to go into the SEC or whatever their strategy is going to be. So what do you see with Clemson and Florida State?
Yeah, that's the big sticking point there. I mean, Florida State all but seceded from the union yesterday. I mean, the president, the trustees, like, we're out. We don't like it here. We're leaving. Well, where are you going? Where are you going? I don't see the SEC jumping up and down saying, yeah, well, we'll help you break a 12-year grant of rights, 13 years still right now, and get in the middle of that ridiculous legal battle and then bring you in over Florida's dead body. I mean, there's some issues there. The Big Ten's going to go to 18. I don't see them, you know, bending over backwards to try to help Florida State in this situation. So I don't know whether that was just a temper tantrum they felt like they needed to have, or that's negotiating for an even higher cut of the revenue or what. But they say that they can handle or figure out a way out of the grant of rights. Let's see it.
Pat Forty, senior writer for Sports Illustrated. That brings us to Notre Dame. Give me the scenario where Notre Dame would be, I don't want to say forced to join the Big Ten, but encouraged to join the Big Ten.
Well, they're constantly encouraged. I mean, like the Big Ten is, you know, kind of just extended the open invitation. There's a candle in the window lit for Notre Dame at all times. But I don't think any of this would necessarily force their hand. Now we'll see. They've still got their own negotiations to do and come up with their own media rights. But everything, every sense I have gotten from Notre Dame is that they feel like they're going to end up in a good place and be able to remain independent. Now, if literally the rest of the map falls apart, if the ACC in particular falls apart in short order, that Notre Dame has enough ties there that could get problematic for them and push them towards the Big Ten. But for now, I still think Notre Dame wants to and can stay put as an independent.
But what if you have, and I don't know how many years down the road, but let's say we have the top 50 schools, the revenue schools for football, and they decide that, okay, we're going to have, you know, the NFL model, and Notre Dame can't play those teams. Now you're saying to Notre Dame, you know, this schedule is against these teams who are in our conference, in our league. And Notre Dame would be playing Air Force and Army and who else? BC. And they'd run out of these quality opponents that we've, you know, grown to love, that there's rivalries here.
Yeah, no, I mean, that is the doomsday scenario for them. Now, it would take a lot to get to that point. The Big Ten would have to kick members out. The SEC would have to kick members out. And if you talk to them now, I mean, look, everything ends up being negotiable, right? I mean, nobody would have ever thought that USC and UCLA would end up in the Big Ten. So everything can happen. But you talk to those people in those conferences, they're like, man, we do not want to be the people that tell Purdue you have to leave, you know, or tell Mississippi you have to leave. So that is down the road a ways. If it does come to that, yes, Notre Dame's out of real estate. They have been painted into a corner and they would have to go. But who knows when that would be?
If I gave you Caleb Williams or the field for the Heisman.
Boy, it's tough to repeat. It's once. So I'm going to take the field just on the odds that it's very tough to do. Now, I do think he's the best player. And I think he's fantastic. I think he's going to be the number one draft pick. But just on the fact that Archie Griffin stands alone as the only person to ever do it in Heisman history, I'll take the field.
The most famous player in college football is not even going to start this year for Texas with Arch Manning. You know, Quinn Ewers, who is listed as one of the top five Heisman candidates, and Arch is just going to – was this the game plan? Did Texas know that Quinn Ewers was going to be their starter, and did Arch know that he wasn't going to start going in his first year?
I mean, I think they went into the arrangement when he showed up on campus in January with a fairly good understanding. Quinn Ewers was the guy, and he would have to be very good to beat him out. And I think Arch's family was just like, fine, we are not in a rush here. If he needs to redshirt, let him redshirt. Mm. You know, this is not – the Mannings are not going into this saying, we need this, this, and this right away. They're like, no. I mean, Cooper, his dad, is, I think, almost relieved that he can start his college career without – being immediately thrust into that spotlight.
If we speak in 2 weeks, what do you think we're talking about?
We're talking about an 18-team Big Ten. We are talking about a non-existent Pac-12, talking about a 16-team Big 12, and almost none of that's actually going to matter because Georgia's probably going to win the national championship.
When did it change, Pat? When did college football get to – and I don't know when, but I did have a coach say, if we knew the SEC schools were interested in somebody, we backed away. When Missouri and A&M went to the SEC, that was 12 years ago, I believe. So I don't know when all of a sudden it started to change where things were reshaped.
You know, I mean, it's funny. You can go back and find realignment, spasms, and changes going back to the 30s. Probably even before that. So, I mean, it's happened periodically throughout time. But 1984, the NCAA loses its contract monopoly on TV. And all of a sudden, everybody can get a TV contract, all the conferences. And then that really started to change the economics of everything. And it started to change the allegiances to a degree. And then, obviously, okay, the SEC went to 12, added South Carolina and Arkansas, added a championship game. Then, whoa. Everybody wants a championship game. So that happened. And then I think the big, really big catalyst, Dan, was 2009, 10, 11 in there when the Big 12 got raided and the Big East was poached to death. And when it suddenly made sense to people for West Virginia to be in the same conference with Texas Tech, that's when it's like, okay, it just doesn't matter. Geography doesn't matter. Nothing matters but how we can make the most TV money.
Good to talk to you. Stay busy.
No problem. No danger of that. Thank you.
Pat Forty, Sports Illustrated senior writer. Yeah, I don't want to be the sky is falling, but I do want to give you a heads up. The sky is moving. Maybe not falling, but man, it looks ominous. It just does. This is the reality. And I grew up with rivalries, with conferences, and you stayed in your conference. You played against teams in your conference. It was that conference against that conference. I mean, that's gone. The lines are being blurred. And I do think that you'll see a scenario where maybe it's Oregon and Washington. They will join the Big Ten. And then it'll be the Arizona schools going to the Big 12. But then there's going to be other schools. And then can the Pac-12 cobble together some schools? You know, can you get San Diego State? Can you get SMU? What do Stanford? What do Cal do? Now, that's, you know, what's Oregon State, what's Washington State going to do? Do they join the Pac-12? Do they do the Mountain West? I mean, it's going to happen. The fact that Florida State yesterday said, we're basically out of the ACC. We're in it, but we want to be out of the, you know, the ACC business. And Clemson would probably do the same thing if they could. Yeah, Paulie.
I wonder if the Big Ten could kind of save this whole thing by absorbing four or five Pac-12 teams and making it, like you said, split it. And you, with the West teams, you call them the West, you Nebraska is now out there, and Minnesota's out there, and Iowa's out there. So you balance the league, so it's like Midwest and West Coast, and then, you know, you still got Rutgers and Maryland, but somehow the Big Ten bolsters itself but helps the Pac-12, even though it's got a different name.
Yeah, but the Pac-12's going to die.
As a name. But their teams and their fans still get good football coming out there. You send Wisconsin out to play. You send, you know,
I don't know if they care about that, though. Hey, Wisconsin's coming to town. Hey, kids, we're going to go see Iowa. Iowa's playing Oregon State. Come on, who's with me? You're just not. You're going to cherry pick the best programs, and then all of a sudden you're going to leave these other schools to fend for themselves. But that's what college football has become. Hey, survival of the fittest. It's happening. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DP Show. We'll take a break. Got our play of the day up next. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Oh my God!
The play.
of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
They're going to play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Still Robert Taylor. Floats it towards Joseph Martinez. Settles. Messi! It continues to go perfectly to Inter Miami script. Another brace for Lionel Messi.
Courtesy of Apple TV, Messi has scored 5 of Inter Miami's 9 goals and assisted on another in 3 games since joining the team. That's your play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by the great folks at Discover Credit Cards. They do something pretty awesome. At the end of your first year, automatically double all the cash back you've earned. Cash back from trips and restaurants, see terms, and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. Yes, Eden.
We're being presented offers right now on Twitter.
Oh.
This is from Daniel, who said, the owner of my team, Bristol City, is actively looking for investors. Mm. Dan would be more than welcome here. English fans are a bit cynical where U.S. investors are concerned, but we're under an hour's flight from Dublin, too. This is perfect. Bristol City sounds, let's put it on the list.
But it's the name Bristol, and that brings back bad memories of ESPN.
Good memories. Synergy.
Oh, you're already branded with the name Bristol.
You're used to going back and forth to Bristol on a regular basis?
Going back home to Bristol? Hello?
Yes, Miller.
The story's writing itself, Dan.
Put a big billboard up. Dan Patrick comes back to Bristol.
Boom.
Okay. Yeah. And then the people go, who's Dan Patrick? He's the talking hairdo.
Basketball.
Yeah.
Basketball.
Yeah. He was in that movie Basketball. Isn't that amazing? I've only been asked about that movie one time in my entire life. And it happened that we were in Ireland. And we were at a medieval meal where, you know, they dressed in medieval garb and they gave us glug and, you know, we're eating like these big drumsticks and this woman walks by me and she's getting filling up my water, my glass with water. And she goes, I couldn't understand her. I loved you in basketball. And I didn't know what she said. And I just said, okay. And then she goes, no, I loved you in basketball. And I go, and then my son goes, she loved you in the movie Basketball. And I go, oh, my God, you did. And she goes, oh, one of my favorite movies. And I go, oh, my God, that's the only time I've ever been asked about that movie. And that was with the guys who did, South Park, right? Rob. Is that his name?
Trey
Ray
Stone.
Trey Parker.
Trey Parker, Matt Stone.
Matt Stone. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. So they did that movie. Bob Costas. My scenes are with Kenny Mayne there. And, but yeah, that was the only time somebody ever asked me about that movie. Yes, Paul?
I don't know, though. Bristol City, west coast of England.
Yeah, Robbins?
Yeah, but I don't want to take the first offer.
Right.
I mean, we got a lot to offer. We're going to be the official radio show, TV show. Of this, you know, this team.
Founded in 1894. They play at Ashton Gate, 27,000. Oh. Ashton Gate? Are you kidding me? Mm. Let's go.
All right, kick some ash. Let's go. Who's with me?
Yeah. They probably got a pub right outside the stadium.
Well, that's
a big selling point.
That's a necessity. Yes, you're going to have that. Okay. I mean, that's a start. There's south of France, maybe Rome, maybe Bristol City.
I mean, let's just do them all. And now we've got our own group now. Mm-hmm. Now it's like the City Group, Manchester City. They own like 7 different teams all over the world.
Okay.
Yeah. Think about the great vacations you could have that are now business trips. Perfect.
Do you think that's what Tom Brady's doing? That he's going to go, you know what? If I invest in this soccer club, now when I go to Europe, it's a tax write-off.
Invested in Monaco. Oh.
All right, so we got our poll question. Your phone calls are welcome. But I do wonder about that, the partnerships. What does Brady get out of buying into this soccer club, or J.J. Watt, LeBron? Because I think LeBron got a little publicity, and then occasionally you'll see him at a Liverpool match, and then you go, oh, that's right, he's an investor there. But I don't know, does he get dividend checks there? You got some golfers who are involved with Leeds. Was that Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas, I think, are involved in this?
I think there's some basketball players
Russell
too,
Westbrook.
I want to say Russell Westbrook, maybe. Yeah, a couple of dudes. Yeah.
Yeah. I get it. I guess. Is Steph Curry involved in a soccer club?
You think he'd be next up? He seems to be open to that kind of stuff.
Yeah, an entrepreneur.
Yes.
They had in the that quarterback show that Patrick Mahomes invested in the women's team in Kansas City.
Kansas City, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I could see that. I just don't know what you get out of it unless it's just to say, which is what I would do. Like, yeah, I own a soccer club. I mean, I'm an investor in a soccer club. I don't own it. Oh, yeah, what's the, it's the, you know, Ashworth, whatever. What's my team? My Bristol City
Ashton,
Robins?
Ashton Gate is where
Ashton
they play.
Ashton Gate.
Yeah, the Robins.
The Robins.
That's Bristol City.
But that doesn't sound threatening.
Nah, dude, it's awesome.
You ever get pecked by a Robin?
I have not.
Okay.
Yeah, well, there was a woman named Robin.
There you go.
Yes, Marvin.
You made me lose my train.
Oh, sorry.
That woman named Robin.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah.
I think we need a fact-finding mission. We should go to London, wear options, drive around the countryside.
Oh, well, what if we look around when we're in Dublin?
I mean, we're going to be out there.
Okay.
I mean, why not to the motherland, to the homeland? Give back to Ireland. I don't know how many clubs are there, but are we going to invest in maybe rugby or something like that?
Oh, the Bohemians. That's my club.
Oh.
In Ireland.
Don't you want to go see a soccer match?
Yeah, they're playing Friday night. Yeah. Bohemians, though. That's my team.
But is that their official nickname? The Bows?
Yeah, the Bows.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get a kit.
Oh, dude. My guy. Their kits are awesome. They have this thing with Bob Marley and like the Bob Marley Foundation, where apparently his last outdoor concert was at their stadium in Dublin. And so now they're one of their uniforms has like his face and like
his
a big
image.
Lion on it, and they do the red, gold, and green stripes and stuff. It's really awesome.
But that's not Croke where they play, is it?
That's a big, big place.
Okay.
Croke Park?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Bohemians is probably more like a, I don't even know that they're as big as Wrexham.
Okay. All right, maybe. Maybe we could do a drive-by there.
Dude, that would be so sick.
Does Will Ferrell own a piece of LA?
LAFC.
LAFC,
right?
Yeah.
Bohemians play at Dally Mount.
Okay. Wherever that is, maybe we go on Friday night.
Yeah, it's like right in northern part of Dublin.
Let's see. Thomas in Mississippi. Hey, Tom, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I'm a big Leeds United fan, and I don't know how much you've paid attention since the American kind of presence last season, but got relegated. But the 49ers bought them out, their investment arm, the 49ers Enterprises, now is the majority stakeholder. And all kinds of American athletes and celebrities are jumping on board. Recently, Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas, Russell Westbrook. So just saying, sure, we could get you in there.
Yeah, I don't want to be following that crowd. Although I did love that documentary on Leeds. Like, that's what fascinates me. When it's life and death for these towns and how important the success of your soccer team is. That it's not just, hey, you know, let's go watch a game. It's the importance of that game. And then where you stand, and then the fact you could be relegated, and what that, you know, that can decimate a team, a town, their economy. Yeah, see?
That was the thing that really got my wife to buy in, is when she saw that, like, oh, wait, this isn't just the soccer team. This is our boys from our city who are representing us all over the place, and that it was like a civic pride thing, too, that was, you know, they represent our town or our city. That really struck with a chord with her.
Yeah, because we talk about fandom here, and it's almost like a college football. You know, these are small colleges, but what it means to those, because colleges are not in major cities. That city, that town, and how important, you know, your football team is to that.
It's your home.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's what I loved about those documentaries on the soccer clubs, is you get to really see the passion, how much it means. It's not just, you know, who's playing and who's not playing. It's the people who go, who've been going, been there for decades. And then you see what a loss means to see. Like, you can look at their face and you can see a loss on somebody's face or what that means when they win. Man, I'm painting a picture here, huh?
Are you talking yourself into this or what, my guy? Let's go!
I'm going to have to check with my wife and my accountant, but who knows? Who knows? Peter Schrager from NFL Network on his conversation with Aaron Rodgers. And why does everybody love Justin Fields for MVP?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
The brilliant EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz, available with digital light technology. So smart, even the headlamps are thinking. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQE-SUV.